with your 11 a.m. deadlines. A great white shark that surfaced meters from a jetty near Adelaide. The shark quickly took two nets at the Simafield jetty. Eyewitnesses said there were swimmers in the water nearby. Surf Life Saving South Australia says it is not usual to see sharks along the coast at this time of the year, but since mid-October, there have been 33 sightings.
A Bundaberg LGBTQIA+ Facebook group managed by Robert and Bevan Davenport, along with their friend Benji Wood, was removed without notice last week. The group shared links to various mental health organizations and promoted events and services. Last week, Facebook notified them that links to Beyond Blue, Lifeline, Headspace, and Black Dog were flagged as malicious software breaching community standards of cybersecurity. This led to account restrictions for the administrators, leaving them unable to inform members of what had happened. Mr. Wood said they felt targeted by Facebook. Even though Facebook was not the most accessible platform for their members, they were hesitant to start up a new page and worried it'd get taken down again.
Two federal criminal cases against Donald Trump have been dismissed due to a Justice Department policy stating that a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. The two cases were surrounding Trump's retention of classified court documents and his attempt to overturn the election in 2020. He pleaded not guilty to both accusations. During his election campaign, Trump repeatedly told his supporters that he was running for his own freedom, urging people to vote him into office as his charges would be disappeared if he became president.
Some NSW MPs are using an annual taxpayer-funded allowance ranging from $77,000 to $200,000 to $300,000 without needing to disclose spending details. This allowance is paid monthly to cover incidental expenditure starting at $77,000 for Sydney members and exceeding to $200,000 for the largest electorate, Barron. The tribunal reported that while base salaries would be frozen for 2 years per New South Wales Labor's promise, other entitlements, including the electoral allowance, were set to increase. The Parliamentary Remuneration Tribunal has called for all states MPs to provide their views on a review of these entitlements, including the electoral allowance.
Environment Minister Tanya Plasterczak has criticized supermarkets for charging higher prices for loose fruits and vegetables compared to prepackaged items, arguing that it is cheaper for stores to sell packaged goods in larger quantities. In a recent parliament session, independent MP Monique Ryan questioned how the government was holding supermarkets accountable for contributing to Australia's plastic pollution. Plasterczak responded by accusing supermarkets of evading their recycling duties and confirmed the government is working with state and territory government on packaging regulations to reduce unnecessary waste. A state crackdown on supermarket packaging practice is expected in response to growing outcry.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is low and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news.
Hey you! Yeah you! This next track comes with a language warning.